Chesamet Beis. Just let us refresh our memory. We had in the Mishnah that Lamed Chesamet Aleph. Shemeres Yobam Shenoflolo Nechosim Moidim Beishama Yebeisilo Shemecheres Veneisenes Vekayim. She Yarshin Nechosim from her father. And it seems she's the complete Bailam on the Nechosim. Then it says in the Sefer, Mesa, when she dies, Mayase b'nechosim anechnosim v'yoytzimimo. What happens with the Nechosim after she dies is there's a machlokes Beishamai and Beisilo. Beishamai says, Yachloiku yershei abal im yershei ha'ot. That they divide the Yershei Habal, who was the Yavam, together with the Yershei Ha'ov. They split up the Nechosim. In Beisilo says, Nechosim Becheskosom, that means these Nechosim, the Nichsim Meluk, Becheskas Yershei Ha'ov. The Gemara asked Akashe, why is it in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Beishamai agrees with Beisilo, that the Nechosim are Birshus Ha'isha. In the Seif of the Mishnah, Beishamai holds that you say Yachloiku, and Beisilul holds that the Nechosim are Birshus Yershei Ha'ov, Becheskas Yershei Ha'ov. That was the Gemara's Kashe. And on that Kashe, Rabbi had said a beautiful teretz. Rabbi said, number one, we're speaking about that this Shemeres Yavam was on the suet to her first husband, and Zike Sofik Nesua Isa. So there is a Sofik if the Baal, if the Yavam, has Schusi of a Nasui, or he doesn't have schusim of a nosi. That is the suffix. So therefore, Rabbi said as follows. The Reisha is speaking about that she's alive. Now, when an Isha is alive, an Isha Nesu is alive, so the schusim that her husband has in the Nichsim Melukis, he has a karka leperis. The etzim karka belongs to her. And he is a schus karka leperis. Now, she has nechosim, nichsei maluk. The karka zicha belongs to her. And now we have a sofik. Did the yavam get a schus karka leperis? If he is on, he has a dinosui, so he gets a schus karka leperis. If he doesn't have a dinosui, he doesn't get a schus karka leperis. So in this suffix, Beishamai holds, since she's a vada in the karka is mimon of shechaz, and we have a suffix, did the yavam acquire a schus in this karka, leperis, or not? So we say in suffix, maitzimi de vada. The sefer is speaking about that Mesa, she died. Now, the Nechosim have to be transferred to her Yoshim. Who are her Yoshim? We don't know. Maybe her husband is a Yairish. Maybe the Yovam is a Yairish because he has a din, it's a Sufik Nesuet. So maybe the Yovam is a Yairish, or maybe her Mishpach is a Yairish. So it's a Sufik. It is no Vadai. So here we say Yachloiku. That is the Svara of Beishamai. That's why in the Reisha he's not Choylik, in the Sefer he's Choylik. Abaye asked the Kashan Rabbi that we find that Beishamai does not hold this klal of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. And Abaye saw this In the Mishnah says, Nafal Abayis Olov Al Oviv, Vahoya Olov Subisisha Ubalchait. There was a case that a father who had money and a son who didn't have money both found themselves in a house. The son, as we mentioned before, did not have money, but had Balei Chavis. And the Balei Chavis were patiently waiting when the day will arrive that they'll have money and they're able to be Goyver the Chayv. They were both in one house, and the house crashed down on both of them, and both of them got killed. We do not know who died first. If the father died first, so it comes out that the son died with money, yarshined his father, and then the Balei Chavis will be able to be goyve their chayv from the nechosim, because it belongs to the son. The son died first, then the nechosim of the ov will go directly to the yorshei ha'ov. So in this safik, Beis Shammai says, yachleiku. So Abaye had asked Akashe on Rabbi, if Beis Shammai holds the klal of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, so L'chayre, afilu we will assume that the father died first and the son yarshined the Nechosim, but the Nechosim at the present time went over B'Yerusha from the son to his brothers, to his mishpache, because even though the Baal Chayv is a schus to be goive the chayv from the nichsei haben, but it's mechusa geveine. That means basher usham, it is not theirs. It is still the money of the son, and since it's the money of the son, so automatically it will go over to the yorshim. So now the yorshim have the money, and we have a suffix, did the Balei Chavis get a schus in this money to be goyved or not? And in this case, Beis Shammai says chilkim. So Abaye asked Akashe and Rabbe, according to you, we should say in suffix meitz mi devat. That was the kashe. Now this kashe, Rabbe answered him, that Beis Shammai holds shtar ha'imed ligvois kigavri domi, and the Balei Chavis, if we will assume that the father died first and the son yarshined the nechosim from the father, so the Balei Chavis are considered now mechzokim in the nechosim als taloch of shtar ha'imed ligvois kigavri domi. If the father did not die first, so the yorshim are muzakim in the nechosim. But there's no vaday over here. It's a sofik who is considered muzik. And the sofik is tully in what really happened, which we don't know. Depends who died first. So therefore, since Beis Shammai ol shtaho in ligvois kigavri domi, that's why they pass and can yachleik. Now, Abaye did not know of this klal of shtar ha'imed ligvois kigavri domi. And the Gemara brings another raya, that Beis Shammai hold shtar ha'imed ligvois kigavri domi, because there's a Mishnah Masechta Sota that says, meisu balayim ad shelei shasu, that if there was a woman who was a soite and her husband died before he was able to be mashkeha, so Beis Shammai holds that she's goyve the ksube. And here we also have the same problem. Let us say, in Sofik Meitzim Yidei Vadai, the Nechosim belong to the Yorshim after the husband died. And there's a suffix if the Isha has a right to be goyved his nechosim, piksubosa. She was mezane, she lost the right to the ksubah. If she wasn't mezane, she has the right to the ksubah. Bafal Pikain, it says that she mourns the whole ksubim. So, Rabbi brought a riot to this, that we see that Beishamay holds Shtahoy Melikveis Kigavi Domi. So, Memele, so she has a Teres Mursik on the Ksube. As soon as her husband dies, she's considered a Mursik on the Ksube. Now we have a Sufik. Did she lose the Ksube? Was she Mazan or not? So we say in Sufik Meitzmi Devat. So now let us continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Va'abaye loisvei meho. Abaye did not know this klal of shtahoy medligveis kigovei domi. So therefore, Abaye asked the kasha and rabbi from the mission of Nofel Abayis Olov al Oviv. We see that Beishamai holds sofik meitzi mivadai. Now this is a mishneh all the way in Misha Meis, in Baba Basra. So the Gemara asks, why didn't Abaye ask a kasha and rabbi from this Mishnah in Saita? This Mishnah in Saita is in Seder Noshim, it's in the same Seder. And from here also we see that Beishamai holds Shtar Ha'imed Ligvay. Here also we see that Beishamai holds Ein Sofik Meit. Beishamai holds Sofik Meitzmi Devada. Because if Beishamai would hold Ein Sofik Meitzmi Devada, how could she mon the Ksube? So the Gemara is, that is the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking your Kasha, Abaye, who did not know the Teretz of Rabbi, and he was learning everything is working with the halacha of Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. And that's why he's slugging up Rabbi. You see, Shammai holds, Beishamai holds Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. Why did he have to prove his point from, Mishnah Baba Basra? He could have proved his point from a Mishnah in Seder Noshim, from a Mishnah Mesechta Saita. But there also we see that Beishamai holds Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. Agabucha de Ritvesk Samayra de Kekashe. This Mishnah, Abaye, if Abaye was aware of this Mishnah, he can't prove anything. Al Saloch of Sofik Meitzimi Devadai, you should say Achleiku. Beishamai says she gets the Hulksu. Besal Kochach, there's a different halacha over here. We have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara, this kasha, the Ritva asks on the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. V'Abaye, v'loi asik adayte me'ikore, mishum taime d'shtar ho'imed ligvois. He didn't think of this, that that's pshat in Beishamai. Ki oisvei l'rabe minofol Abaye. So when he asked his kasha and rabbi from the Mishneh, of Nofel Abayis, that we see from over there, that Beishamai holds Sofik Meitzimi Devadai, the same Misha Meis, Bebova Basra, Beseide Yeshuas, that's in Seide Nezikin. Why didn't Loisvei Meho Masnissen? He should have asked from this Mishnah, the Masnissen Beseide Noshim. Dochenami Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. Here we also see Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. She should have asked Akasha, An Rabbi, how could you say that Beishamai holds Ein Sofik Meitzim Devadai, and that is Pshat in the Reisha. I can prove to you that Beishamai holds Sofik Meitzim Devadai. She gets the Ksube. So the Gemara answers, Dume Ksubes Isha Shani Mishum Chino. So let us see Rashi. Va'abaye Lahochi Loi Oisvei Miksube. He didn't want to ask a kasha from Ksube. The Kesavar Shani Ksube Mishum Chino. What does Chino mean? Sheyu Noisin Chayin Be'enei Anoshim. That women should want to get married. V'yisratzu Linose. Lefichach Hirzikuha Misofik. So they gave them Adin Murzik Misofik. So Lechere Pshat in the Teretz is as follows. That means Abaye held Beshite, he didn't know that that Beishamai holds Shtar Ha'oimed Ligvois Kegovidomi. It's a din in all Shtores that the Baal Shtar is considered the Murzik in the Nechosim. That Azay Vaiti didn't come. But he knew that Ksuba is different. Ksuba, there is an equivalent halacha of Shtah Ha'imed Ligvois Kigavidomi, but not Mitoires Hilchis Shtoris, but Mitoires Hilchis Takone. And let us explain this for 1 minute. That means that, let us give a bad mashal, that if a person is interested in buying health insurance, and then finally he's been paying premiums all along, and then finally he gets sick, and then he gets caught up with a lot of red tape, and he won't get a penny because of this and because of this. Al Kaponim, he knows one thing: the next time he won't purchase insurance from this company. So they wanted that women should know that when the husband dies, when the husband gives a get, they'll be insured and they can be secure that they'll be able to get the ksuba. There can be many shilas and problems, but in order that the women should have chain to get married, to want to get married, and not to worry that When the time will come to get a ksuba, there'll be a whole bunch of red tape and shilas. So they gave them a din muzik in the ksuba. So memele, that's how Abaya understood the Mishnah in Masechta Sota. So that means the Mishnah Masechta Sota, he also learned more or less like Rabbi, but not as the longest of Rabbi. Rabbi learned. It is a halacha in Hilchos Shtoris that the Baal HaShtar is considered a muzik. And if Abayi would have known this, he wouldn't have had a kasha from the Mishnah in Nofel, Habayis Olav Valovit. Abayi didn't know this. But Abayi did hold that by Ksubis Al Kapone, Mishimchina des Atakone, that she has a din muzik misafik. So therefore, he didn't ask from that Mishnah. From the Mishnah in Sota, there was nothing but to ask. So the Gemara asks, V'loisvei ksube de masnisim. Let us see Rashi. V'loisvei miksube de masnisim. Why did Abaye ask from our Mishnah? From our mission alone, there's Akash and Rabbi. The Omri Beishamai Yachloiku. Beishamai holds Yachloiku. And the Kesalke Daita Chashte, the Beishamai Nami, Aksuba Omri Yachloiku. That's the Drehitas Loshin Amishne. Meiso Mayase Biksuboso Benachosim Nachnosim Beyoitzimimo Beishamai Omrim Yachloiku. Yerushabalim Yerushayo. So the Rehitas Loshen HaMishnah would seem that by the Ksube, the Mone Mosayim, what is the Halacha? You say Yachloiku. Vikosu Yoshim Dido. Now, so what does the Yachloiku mean? That Ha Yoshim, the Sofik came, it's a Sofik, if it's a suffix, if the Yavam Yashins the Ksube, it's a suffix Nosui. It's a suffix if he's not a Nosui, so she gets the Ksube. And her Yashim go and get half a Ksube. Me suffix to get half a Ksube. The Govu Palge the Ksube me Yavam. The Havavadai. And here, the Yavam is a Vadai. That means in the Chosim Abayim. Now, she has a Sofik, and now the Yoshim have a Sofik. Do we have a right to be going with the Ksube? That means, are you a Yoyrish, or are you not a Yoyrish? So there's a Sofik if they have a right to be going with the Ksube, and Beis Shammai said the Goyve half a Ksube. So, L'chayres Kan Shoyel Aben, what's the Kasha? There's a Svar of China. We just said by Ksube that the Isha has a Teres Muzik. So Rashi says, "V'hosam lekel meima mishum chino, the hosam meisa." Amir deke Rashi. So Rashi says the whole inyan of chino was that we had to satisfy the woman that
when she's been gave her ksube, that she shouldn't have problems. So they gave her a din murzik in the gvias ksube. But that is dafke if she's gave her the ksube. But if she's not gave her the ksube, she's dead already, so then we don't bend backwards for her, because it's not a geyer anymore. So memela, then we go meyiker adin. So now meyiker adin. If you, Rabbi, said that Beishamai holds ein sofik meitzi midei vadai, then the chosim as now zicher bershus hayovam, and there's a sofik, does she have a right to be gave with the ksuba? Doesn't she have a right to be gave with the ksuba? And Beishamai says, you say yachloiku. So we see that Beishamai's old sofik meitzi midei vadai. The gabi yoshim leichashinen lachine kedi amabi amon in the zaynis. Ela im kain hoyu yershel nekevis. The only time will be chayish lefachine if the yoshim are nekevis, and that will be a bitter pill for them, because if the nekevis are going to see the difficulties that they're encountering to mon the ksube of the yishes, so they'll think twice before they get married. So this takona of chine only applied when there's women involved. Then there's a takona of chine. But our Mishnah is not necessarily speaking that her yershim were women. So now we're asking Akasha. So why didn't Abaye ask on Rabbe from our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it says that Beishamai holds that Mesa, if she dies, so Maya Yosef b'ksubosim b'nechosim b'nechnosim v'yoytzim imoz Beishamai oimrim yachloiku. So even though the Yavam is a Vadai in the Nechosim, Beishamai holds Sofik Moitzimi de Vadai. So why didn't Abaye ask this Kashan Rabbi? That is the Gemara's Kashan. So the Gemara answers, Loi pligi. No. Beishamai never said yachloiku by the ksube. By the ksube, zicher remains by the yovam. The whole machloikis, Beishamai, and Beisilil is by the nechosim and nechnosim by yoytzimimo. But by the ksube, they never said yachloiku. So therefore, he didn't have a kasha to ask on Rabbi. We'll see why in Rashi, but let's continue the Gemara. V'loi, the Gemara says, there's no machlekes. What do you tell me there's no machlekes? V'ktoni meisa, ma ye'osa b'ksubosa, v'nechosam anichnosim v'yoytzim imo, v'sham ayoim rim yachloik, v'yorshe abalim yorshe yor, v'yisil loim v'nechosam b'cheskosam. What do you tell me there's no machlekes? The Mishnah says, klo. What is the din with the ksuba nechosam and nechnosam v'yetzimima? Beishamai says yachloiku. So the Gemara answers, no, you're not reading the Mishnah correctly. Hachikoma. Meisa mayasa b'ksubosa. What is the din with the ksuba? V'shofke. We didn't speak about it. We're putting that question on hold. Now we go further. Nechosam and nechnosam v'yetzimima. Beishamai yomrim yachloiku. Yershe abalim, yershe yov, beisiloimim, nechosim bechaskosam. But the ksube fakert, Beishamai is also moide, that the ksube is bechaskas yershe habal. Omar Rav Ashi, so now Rav Ashi says, masnisin namideike. I mean, this pshat that you said in the Mishnah, even though Lachayretz is a difficult pshat, he says if we'll be medaik in the Mishnah, well, see, this is the true pshat. Why? Diktoni yachloiku, when Beishamai said yachloiku, they said yershe habal im yershe ha'ov. So the gather of im is, that means even though the nechosim is by them, it's theirs. Yachloiku yershe abal im yershe ha'ov. V'loiktoni yershe ha'ov im yershe abal shma mino. So that means as follows. That means, bishloim, if we're only speaking about the nichsei meluk, So the Nichsei Muluk always had belonged to her family. So now, Beishamai is saying a chiddush that the Yerushei HaBal can be chaylik with them. So it's very good, the Lashon. Yerushei HaBal im Yerushei HaOf. That means they were murzik all the time in these nechosim. It was their Yerushei and all. And now they're going to take a chaylik in their Yerushei. But if Yosei Achloiku is also speaking about the Ksube, the way the Makshin held, that the Yerushei HaOv are chaylik with the Yerushei HaBal, the Ksube, so it should have said a fakel to Loshen also, v'yachloiku Yerushei HaOv im Yerushei HaBal. And since it doesn't say this Loshen, so this we can see that by the Ksube there is no machloikes. Everyone holds that it remains by the Yovam, by the Yerushei HaBal. So therefore, Abaye did not have a kasha from our Mishnah and Rabbi. Now, let us see Rashi. Loi pligi, that Beishamai is not choylik an ksube. That means by the ksube, Beishamai holds that it remains by the Yerushei HaBal. The Maide Beishamai, Shehi Becheskas Yerushei HaBal. Now we need some explanation to be given. Why? That means if Lemaise, we have a suffix, is Zikas Nesuin, suffix Nesuin, is it not suffix Nesuin? It's a suffix. It's a suffix if the Baal yarshins the Isha, if he doesn't yarshin the Isha. So why is it a double poshut that the ksube, there's no suffix? It remains by the Yerushei HaBal. Why is it that way? So Rashi answers, the loy nitna ksube ligvais mechayim. Because she does not have a schus gvias ksube, kolzman, he is alive. V'chol shehi meso bechayav shel yovam, Leigavu Yershim Dilok Subo the Yavam Bimokim Balkoi, because the Yavam is Bimokim Abal. Now let me explain this for 1 minute. What is Rashi saying over here? There's a Shaila in the Gemara Ksubis. There's a certain Zman when a woman is permitted to get a ksube. And the ksube says, "Chetinosi la'acher titli mashe kosev lachi." When a person gives a woman a ksube, so this man peroyin a ksube is when you'll be able to marry someone else. You're not my wife anymore. You're able to marry someone else, then you have a right to mandik subit. Now, this usually comes about in two eifanim. Either it comes about, he gives her a get, or he dies. So now there's a din shetinosi la'acha. You're allowed, you can marry now. Now, titli ksubit. Now, there's a shaila in the Gemara in ksubis. What shame does the yovam have? Is the Yavam considered an Acher? Or is the Yavam considered Hamshoche of the Eishes Hameis? In other words, is there a Chiv Ksube after the Meis dies, and there's a Yavam that's aimed to be Miyabim her? What is her Matzah? So if you call the Yavam an Acher, so then there should be a Chiv Ksube. The kshetinosi la'acher, then there should be a chiyuv ksubit. If you don't call the yavam an acher, so shad is the husband is still alive, the ishus is still kayim. It's not time yet to get a ksubit. It's not kshetinosi la'acher. So now, so Rashi says as follows. So Rashi says, the loinitna ksuba ligvais michayim, kol's man the yavam is alive. So at the time of mourning a ksuba did not arise yet. Because kol's man the husband is alive, she doesn't have a right to, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. V'chol shehi meisa b'chayav shel yavam, kol's man, if she died when the Yavam is alive, legavu yoshim di loksube, the Yavam b'mokim balkoi, because the Yavam is in place of the Baal, so extended the Baal is still alive. So just like the loch is, let's say, forget about Yibum, if a husband is alive and the wife dies, so we'll say the Yoshe Heisha will come to Monak Sube without any other Cheshbainis. They'll come to Monak Sube. It's the husband is still alive. If the husband is alive, the time is not, did not come about for you to Monak Sube. So if Rashi would stop here, things would be beautiful. And then we would say, so Abaye is answering beautifully. That means the ksube she never gets a ksube. Like nitna ksube ligves michayim, we consider the yavam b'mokim abal. So memele, there's no tvi of ksube. He can't mourn a ksube. He doesn't know where a ksube. Would be beautiful if Rashi would stop over here. But Rashi is a problem. And we have to face the problem and understand what Rashi answers. The Aval Gav, the Shamina Leila Baye, Biksubis, Perik, Isha, Nitmok, Suba, Ligves, Mechayim, Lebeshamai. Baye, Rashi says, Ngastire. And the Ivre of Rashi is that the Yavam is called Anacha. And as soon as a husband dies, there is a Chiyav Ksuba. So Rashi is a stire in Abaye. Now this is a bekiyus de kekasha. Yosef das, Yosef machav. The more you know, the more problems you face. That means from the gemoring subis, Rashi is a stire on Abaye. How can Abaye say lenit neksuba ligveis michayim? The Abaye says in subis that nit neksuba ligveis michayim lebeisham. According to Beisham. So now we're back where we started from. So why doesn't Hayoshim take a chelik in the ksube? It's a suffix nesue. So why didn't take a chelik in the nesue? So Taisvis, Sarashi answers as follows. Hani mili lischayev yovam bekvuroso. The Gemara only means that is a din nitmok sube ligvois mechayim. That means we considered ki'ilu she was goive the ksube b'chaye ha'yovam le'inyin that the yovam should be mechuyev to bury her. The Omar, because the Gemara says minoko yoris ksube v'loy me'ochiv. I yarshin from Hodik Sube and not from my brother. Avo de Lishkilu Yershim di Lok Subosa. But that the Yershim, Ha Yershim, should yarshin the Ksube, Loi Shaminalai. This we didn't hear. Now, what is Rashi answering? The Ritva, let me just say the Teichwerter in Rashi before we try to figure out the Cheshben, what Rashi is saying. The Gemara in Ksubis Klerz Ashayla, you have here a Shemeres Yavam that has different Mechosim, let's say, according to Beis Hillel Afilu, according to Beis Hillel, let's talk about according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, we see the Nichse Meluk,
goes to Yorshei Ha'av. The Ksuba is Yorshei Ha'bal. This woman has different Yorshim. So the Gemara clears a shaila, who is the one that's going to foot the bill of her kvura? And what is the shaila? The shaila is because Chazal said the one who yashin so has to pay for her kvura. So now we have here a woman who has two different yoshim. Who is going to foot the bill of the ksuba, of the kvura? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that there was a svara to say that the Yovam wanted to patr himself from the kvura. And he said as follows, she never got the ksuba. She never was given the ksuba. My brother owed her, the mace owed her a ksuba, but the ksuba never got paid up. Now she died. The ksuba never got paid up. So the dmeya ksuba I'm yashening from my brother. That means he had money to pay up the ksuba. The ksuba was never paid to her. So the dmeya ksuba I'm yashening from my brother. So I should have to bury her? I don't get anything from her. So the Gemara says, it's not like that. We consider ke'ilu she was goyve the ksuba, and you were goyve the ksuba, and you yashin the ksuba from her, and therefore you chayev b'kvura. That's the Ivr and the Gemara. Let us just say over the Lashon of Rashi. V'af agav the shemini leila baye b'ksubas peire ke'ishe, Nitna ksuba ligvais mechaim, that there is a musig, that there is a zman gvias ksuba after her husband died. And we consider like she was gaiva the ksuba, lebe shamai. So we say that he's considered an acher, and there is a chiyav ksuba, and nitna ksuba ligvais mechaim. So Rashi says, "Hani mili lischayv yovam bekvorosa." Legabi the chiyuv yovam that the yovam should be chayv bekvorosa. The Omar, we tell the yovam minoka yoris ksube v'loy me ochiv. We consider keilu she was goyve the ksube. And then he yashins the ksuba from her, and therefore he's mechuyev to bury her. Avol de lishkelu yoshim de lo ksubasa loy shaminalei. That means we consider that there was a gvias ksuba mitzad the isha, and the yavam yashins it from her. This is only a Gviye lechiyuv, in order to be mechayev him bekvura. But we do not consider keilu there was a gviyas ksube that we should say that since she was goyve de ksube and she's a suffik nesue, her yoshim should yarshin half of the ksube. Legabi, this we look at keilu b'chlal, there was no gviyas ksuba, so there's no yerushas haksuba. I'd like to say over the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says over, it says p'shei bin zarashi. Kasava the loynit maksuba ligbeis mechayim. Abaya holds loynit maksuba ligbeis mechayim. The yavam b'mokim balkoi. So the yavam is like the bal is still alive. Ve'en goyvin mimenu ksuba k'she'em she'en goyvin min abal. There's no chiyav ksuba because the yavam is alive. So there's no chiyav ksuba whatsoever. Bim toima, so yes, Rashi's kasha, ahashtal abaya kamoisiv, and abaya holds nitna ksuba ligves mechayim, the yovam, that even though the yovam is alive, there's a din nitna ksuba ligves mechayim, alibe de beishama. Is kva pirish Rashi's al, that Rashi answered, hamoy ragodol,
You see, he saw a Mordecai Lichtigkeit in Rashi's Teretz. Tahani Mili, that what we say, Nitma Ksuva Ligvais Mechaim, that there was a Gvias Ksuba, Hani Mili Lischayev Yavam Bikvuroso. We consider the Ksuba was Nigve in order that the Yavam should be Chayev to bury her. Shetiknu Chachomim Tachas Ksuba, the Chachomim were Mesakin, whoever Yashin Saksuba should have to pay for the Kvura. The Amrinon, we say Shehi Kigvuya, we say Keilu, she was Goive the Ksuba, Umino di Do Yorisla, and now he Yashin the Ksuba from her. That means as soon as she died, we consider, and now she's not Oymed Lehisyabim anymore, so we consider Keilu she was Goive the Ksuba, and he yashin the ksube from her. Ve'ena yochel loimar achani yoyrish ishtoi eini koiver. He cannot say that the ksube he's yashining from the mace. So I don't have to bury my brother's wife. The boho almuo rabona lishibudo shetahei kigvuya kidei shiyula koivrim lahedya. That Ligabi Achiyuv Kvure, we consider Keilu she was Goyve the Ksube, and Keilu he yashins the Ksube from her, and therefore he's indebted to her to bury her. Avol Inyin She Yidbu Yersheha Ksuba Samei Hayovim, but if we'll start making a Cheshbon HaNefesh, that means if we consider that the ksube was govui, now we have an ernst to shaila. Now we have a suffix, who yashin sa? So ligabi, when it comes to an ernst to shaila, we say bechlau, she never was govui the ksube. So the yershim can't come to yashin the ksube that she was govui. I got news for you, she never was govui the ksube. But only ligabi the chiyuve, the yavam, we consider keilu there was a gvias ksuba mitzido, and that is sufficient to be mechayev him to be kaiva. That is what Rashi and the Ritva seem to say. Abaya Omar. Now, we are again going to say anupshat in the Mishnah. Now let's again refresh our memories. It's a complicated sugya. We have here a problem in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Shemeres Yavam Shemeso, Shenaflulon Nechosim, Shemeres Yavam Shenaflulon Nechosim, Moidim Beishamai Ubeisilo Shemecheres Venoisenes Vekayim. These Nechosim, which she yarshined from her father, which have a din of lochera nichse maluk, and we said a yevome is a suffic nesua. That's what we had said. Moidim beishamai ubeisilo shemoicheres v'neisenes v'kaim. Here beishamai is moide, even though she is a suffic nesua. She has complete control over these nechosim, and this is difficult to understand. Why is it that way? If she's a suffik nesua, how could a nesua can't sell the nechosim? The peiris are belong to the baal, but the Mishnah says not like that. Then later it says, meiso ma yeyoso b'nechosim b'nechnosim v'yoytzim imo. When she dies, what happens with the Nichsei Meluk? So Beishamai said, oh, it's a Sofik. If she is a Nesue, if she's not a Nesue, so we say Achloiku. So we have here a problem. Beishamai is not consistent. In the Reisha, we don't think about that she's a Sofik Nesue, and we say she's the complete Balabos over the Nichsei Meluk. And in the Sefer it says it's a suffix. If she is a Nesu, not Nesu, you say Achleiku. So now we have two terutzim in the Gemara. Till now, a teretz of Ula, a teretz of Rabbe. Now Abaye says his own teretz. Abaye Omar. Abaye is saying his own teretz. Reishe de noflu lok shehi shemeres yovam. The Reishe is speaking about, in the Lashon of the Mishnah is very meduyik, Shemeres Yavam Shenaflu Lo Nechosim. That means she yarshened the Nechosim after her husband had died. After the husband had died. That's the Reishe. Seife, the Seife is speaking about the Naflu Lok Shehi Tacht of the Baal. The Seife is speaking about that these Nechosim, these Nichsei Meluk, were by her when she was still married to her husband. When she was still married to the Meish, she had this Nichsei Meluk. Ukasavar Abaye Yodoi Ki Yodo. Abaye holds Yodoi Ki Yodo. That's finished. Abaye just said Pshat in the Mishnah. Now we have to figure out what's Pshat. Let us see Rashi. Abaye Mahadel Areshe de Shmaitin, Litruzi Maishna Reshe de Loi Pligi. He has a kasha. Why is it in the Reshe Beis Shammai is not Chaylik? She's the complete balabos of the Nechosim. Umaishna Seife de Pligi. Vitirze. And he said a teretz. Lav Mishum de Bereshi Kayemes Veseife Mishum de Lesa. Not the way Rabbi said that the Reish is because she's still alive, and you're saying, Sovik Meitzim Edei Vada, in the Sefer she's dead. No, no. The Vada is Sefer, Nami Ing Shei Shemeres Yovam, the Sefer, it's no Chilik. If, when she was a Shemeres Yovam, Noflu Lo, Moide Beishamai, Beishamai would be Moide, the Yershei Ha'av Vadoim Unechosim Bechazkosim. That the Yershei Ha'av, the Nechosim belong to the Yershei Ha'av, and the Yavam is no right at all with the Nechosim. Elo. So Mamela, there's no difference alive or dead. If she yarshened it, when she was a Shemeres Yavam, the Nechosim belonged to her, and if she died, then the Nechosim would belong to her Yershim. Beisham is made it to this. El Reish, the Nof, Lulok, she, Shemeres, Yavam, Lafikach, Mecheres, Lechatchile, Vu, Adini, Meisa, Yersheho, Yershinoiso, Le Mahani, Zike, Le Mikni, Nichsi, Dahashtem. So now, here's the key word. And this is how the Ritva learns Pshat and Rashi. And the Chazon Ish is one mahalak like this in Rashi, as follows. Till now, we had learned, whatever the lomdus could be, zike sofik nesua oisa, that a yevome, that is a skuke to the yavam, is a sofik if it's nesuin, or it's not nesuin. That's how we learned till now. So Abaye says, the Nechosim that she acquired after Mises Baila, there's no suffix whatsoever if the Yavam has Chusim in these Nechosim. The whole suffix, if he is a Nosui, is only Ligabi the Nechosim which the Mace had a Chusim. The Nechosim that the Meis had a schus in Bechaye HaMeis. So then we have a suffix, so maybe after he died, the Yavam takes over the schusim. But the Nechosim that the Meis never had a schusim, so the Yavam Zichu doesn't have any schusim them whatsoever. So that's what Rashi says. The Loi Mahani Zike. Lemikni nichsei dahashte. The nechosim that she yarshin now, after her husband died. The nechosim that her husband never had a schusin. These nechosim, the yom also doesn't have a schusin. So that's the reishe. Sheimeres yavam shemeisa. Shemeres Yavam Shenoflo Lo Nechosim Moidim Beishamei Beisilu Shemecheres Nesenes Vekayim. She's the complete balabos on these Nechosim. The Yavam, there's no suffix whatsoever. The Yavam has no schusim in them. Seifa. The Sefer that we say, ooh, it's a Sofik, is the Anosi, isn't the Anosi, we say Achleiku, the Noflu Lok Shehi Tachas Baila Harishin. It's talking about that these Nechosim were already hers when she was married to the Mace, to her first husband. And the Mace already got Schusim in these Nechosim. Fine. Now we have a Sofik. What is the Yavam? Is this the Yavam? So he said the Yavam is a Sofik Nosi. There's a Sofik if the Yavam gets Chusim in the Nechosim that his brother has Chusim in. Or maybe he doesn't get Chusim. He's a Sofik Nosi. Okasova Abaye Yodoi Ki Yodo. Midu'uki Pluktayu Binoflu Lo Tachtov. Abaye said the machloikis is only when she had yarshin the nechosim when she was still married to the mace. Vafilo hochi le beisilo nechosim becheskoson. In beisilo holds that nechosim becheskoson. We don't say achloiku. Kosova Abaye nisue yodoi ki yodo v'lo yoisa. Dischusim. In the Nichsei Meluk, they are equal. Yodai kel yodo v'lo yoisa. Hilkach. Kshemeis. So when the meis died, v'ein le yovim ba'el azike, yodai geriya mi yodo. So the yovim is zicha weaker than the isha, because the yovim is zicha weaker than the baal. So if the Baal was equal, is equal to her, so the Yavam is less than her. Is therefore Nechasim Beches Kosa. So therefore, if we have a Sofik, so she's Muzik in the Nechasim. Because Yodo, Legabi the Yavam, is Adifa mi Yodoi. Because Legabi the Baal, they were equal, so Legabi the Yavam, Nachsin and Dalge. Obeishamai pligi, v'omri nisue yodoi adifa miyodo. Beishamai says that when she was married to the mace, so there was a loche yodoi adifa miyodo. Uchshe mace, yad hayovom ki yodo. V'yach loiku. Beksubis pakois of nami pligi abaye v'rove, dekomar abaye yodoi ki yodo. According to Beisilu, v'ravam ayodi adifa miyado, v'minin hasam nafke mina l'shemeres yavam. The oimik advarim, but the machloikis is b'shas chaye baila, if it's yodai ki yado or yodai adifa miyado, I do not know. But al koponim, the cheshbon is as follows, that the Ritva explains, that is zicher, that nachsinin darge, that the yavam is not equivalent to what the mace was. So we have here a suffix. The Ritva says, klar, we're back to the same suffix that Rabbet said. We have a suffix, if zikis nisue makes a suffix nisue. We have a sofik, and the shaila is how to be machia the sofik, how to paskin on the sofik. So Abaye said, the sofik is totally in how the bailis of the nichsi meluk, how we consider the bailis of the nichsi meluk, basher the baal was alive. If we say it's yodai ki yodo, and that is the svar beisilu, so then, the Yavam is zicha less than the Baal, Nachsin and Dargis. So in the psak of the Sofik, we have to give over the Nechosim to her and to her Yorshim. Masha'en kein, Beishamai holds, Yodo Yadifa mi Yodo. So Memela, when we have a suffik, if the Yavam yashin, so it doesn't yashin her, so here we have a suffik hashokel, and therefore we say yachloikel. But that is the sefer, but the reisha, nechosim, that she yashin, when she was a shemeres Yavam, there, everyone holds that the Yavam b'chlal doesn't have any schusim in these nechosim, since they never belong to the Baal. So memele, so therefore, mecheres v'neisenes v'kayim. Omar le'rov, so now Rav told Abaye, either nofli lok shehi tacht of the Baal. I wish to disagree with you. You're telling me, tacht of the Baal, Beisilul holds, yodoi ki yodo, that's what you told me. So I wish to disagree with you. Either nofli lok shehi tacht of the Baal, Tekula alma loy pligi de yodoi adifemi yodo. Tacht of the Baal is yodoi is adifemi yodo. And therefore, if our Mishnah would be speaking about the Nechosim, which were tacht of the Baal, so there wouldn't be a machlokes b'shamay and b'shilo. Everyone would agree that you say yachloiku, because tacht of the Baal is yodoi adifemi yodo, so by the Yovam it's yodoi ki yodo. Now, our Mishnah, side the Reish of the Mishnah, inside the Seif of the Mishnah, is not speaking about the Nichsim Meluk that she possessed Tacht of the Baal. Those Nechosim Yilzich say Achleiko. But she didn't have Nichsim Meluk when she was married. Shemeres Yovam, when she was a Shemeres Yovam, Shenoflo Lo Nechosim. She first yashin these nechosim. He divided the nafloch. She shemeres yovam. Now, Rav is also made at Abaye. That what Abaye said, the nechosim she nafloch. She shemeres yovam. The yovam doesn't have any schusim whatsoever. So now, what's pshat in the Mishnah? So he says as follows: Reisha dolei oved b'maimim. The Reisha speaking about that the Yavam did not make Maima. So the Nechosim that fell to her when she was a Shemeres Yavam, the Yavam has no Schusim whatsoever in these Nechosim. So therefore, Mecheres v'neisenes v'kayim. That's why Beshami is made in the Reish. It's speaking about that the Nechosim fell to her when she was a Shemeres Yavam. Sefer. The Sefer is speaking about the Ovad Bo Maima. Speaking about the same case that the Nechosim fell when she was a Shemeres Yavam before Yibum, but they're speaking about that the Yavam made Maima before the Nechosim fell into her Arishus. And now, what is the machlokes Beishamai and Beisilu? Kesova Rova, Maima le Beishamai, Oise Vadai Aruse, after Maima, she's a Vadai Aruse, Vesofik Nesur, and she's a Sofik Nesur. So after Maima, there is a Sofik, did the Yavam get Chusei Nesur in her? Vadai, Aruse litreis betzor. She's not the Aruse, so that means if her sister is falling, liyibum, so the sister becomes an achisish. She's vadi Aruse to the Baal, the Baal's name is a vadi Aruse. The Sofik Nesua lachlik benachosim. But she's a Sofik Nesua lachlik benachosim. So therefore, so let us explain what Rav said. So Rav said, they go to Shitosai. The Nechosim that fell to the Shemeres Yavam after Mrs. Bailo, the Zika alone does not give the Yavam any schusim whatsoever in these Nechosim. And that is the Reishit, Mecheres v'Neisenes v'Kayim. But if he made Maima before the Nechosim fell to her, so we have a Machloikis, is Maima something, is Maima nothing? Beishamai holds Maima Reskoine. So Rav says, Beishamai holds, Maima makes a Vadi Arus and a Sofik Nesuah. So now we have a Sofik, did the Yavam
Yarshin these nechosim, did the Yovam not Yarshin these nechosim? So, you say Yachleiku. The base, Hillel doesn't hold of Maima. Maima does not make her a Sofik Nesua. The Zika doesn't make her a Sofik Nesua. So therefore, the Nechosim automatically are Bishus Yoshei Ha'ov. That is how Rove said Pshat in our Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. The Yod Edifim Yodav, Afilo Beis Hillel Moide, the Shokli Yoshei Ha'bal bin Nechosim. That's what Rove held. It's speaking about he didn't make maima before she yarshin the nechosim. Hilker zike leimahani v'loy midi b'nechosim. So the zike doesn't help at all b'nechosim. V'seife the ovet ba maima. It's he made maima before she yarshin the nechosim. Beshami letamai the omri maima koni beperek aboachim beshami omrim ishte imoi valo yoytzeis mishemachayis isha. So the maila maima is koni. Besilu tamai the omri loy koni. The maima is not koni. Oksava rove kinyan maima lebeshana beshami koni kevade arusa uchasofik nesua. Klima af al gav de beishamai vadi arusa mashvila litchois betzore. Beishamai holds maimer isn't a sofik. Maimer makes her for a vadi arusa litchois betzore. Yeah. Litchois betzore achoiso mishum achois isha. Kedektoni ishte imoi. Velo seitze mishum achois isha. Miu loike vadi nesur mashvila. Lemikne Yovam kula Yerusha dila, but legabi nisuin that the Yovam should get chusay nisuin. It's not a vadi nisu, a lekesofik nisu. The yachloiku, and therefore you say yachloiku. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itma mishmei de Rabbi Lozo kevosei de Rove, veitma mishmei de Rabbi Yosi de Rabbi Chanina kevosei de Abai. Asis Abelozo said like Rovin, it's speaking about that they made Maima, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it's speaking about that the Mishnah is speaking about that Nechosim Shenoflo Shitachtov. So the Gemara asks me, Oma Abelozo, Hochi, how can Abelozo learn like Rovin? It's speaking about after Maima. Oma Abelozo, Maima lebeishame in a koina litchos betzore belvat. That he owes Maima, Phil, according to Beis Shammai, it's only Doiche de Tzore. But it's not a real, Ishus, it's not a real Yibum, Shinitz Chalitze. So how could Rabbi Lezer say that Beis Shammai holds it's a Sofik Nosi? So the Moses has understood to it's Eper. So we have to make the other way. Rabbi Lezer said like Abaye and Rabbi Yosi said like Rava. Biboy yisay mal oylam loy seipach. Omoloch abelozo. Ki omri anod loy sagi lo beget al deboy nami chalitze lachi v'nechosim loy kol nimi omri. The second teretz of the Gemara is a beautiful teretz. In every maimah, there are two chalokim of the maimah. There's an ishus dikedin. A maimah, he gets ishus. And there's also a yibum dikedin. There's a shayla of maima kaina kinyin gomi, you don't need chalitza. So Rabbi Lozo said, I just was mefakpik on the yibum dikedin of maima. I said that after maima you still need chalitza. Maima does not have hilchas yibum. But ishus maima could have. So therefore you could yarshin her. Could be a sofik nesua, even though you need chalitza. So it's no stira. What does Rashi say? Kavosi dabaye the safe of the nafalok shehi tachas habal. But speaking about the nechosim or nechosim which fell tachas habal. Omar Rav Pope. Rav Pope said, the yuke de masnisin kavosi da abaye. Rav Pope said, you know, if you'll be medayik, the Mishnah, the abaye said that the Reish is speaking about nechosim shenoflu kshishem eres yovam. The Sefer is speaking about Nechosim Shenoflo Shehitachtov. He says, if you medayik the Mishnah is medayik, is meduyik like Abaye.
So there's a problem. Why the Mishnah is saying the Sefer that she died? That was Rabbi's Kasha Nul already. But the Mishnah seems like a buyer. Why? The Ktoni, because in the Sefer it says, Nechosim anichnosim v'yoytzim imo. Nechosim that went in and went out with her. My nechnosim or my yoytzim. What are we talking about? The nechosim went in and went out. Lav nechosim l'shus habal v'yoytzim l'shus habal l'shus ha'ov. So it's speaking about that these are the nechosim that she was yoyrish tacht of the baal. So it's very good the lashon nechnosim v'yoytzim. When she married the mace, she brought them into his rishus. When the maize died, she took them out of his rishus. So the Mishnah, that means, if you medayik the Mishnah, the reish of the Mishnah says, Shemeres Yovim Shenof Lod Nechosim is speaking about that she yashened the Nechosim when she was a Shemeres Yovim. The Sefer, we are speaking about Nechosim, Shenichnosim V'yoytzimim, we're speaking about Nechosim that she yashened when she was tacht of the Baal. So this is a kasha on Abaye. That why did the Mishnah have to speak about that she had died? Now the Mivligi Begufa Lachamisa Lifka Bechayel Apeiris. That is a horror. That Rabbi Est Anule. And it's a kasha on Abaye also. Why did the Mishnah have to change the case? That the Sefer is speaking about that she died and now there's a Sofik on the Gufa Karke. That's a kasha. But the diak is a diak like a bayim. Let us see Rashi. The kashya meisa lakama mefarish. Kavasi the by the safe of nafluk shitach as about. V'yaitzim meshus about kshem meisa alma de naflula tachas bayla. We have a kasha the mifli begufi shal kakalach amisa lifke b'chayel peiris. That's all you could ask on Abaye. The Vadai Deike Kevose, the Mishnah is Meduyik like Abaye. And why the Mishnah spoke about Mesa, that is Akash.